know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, who caught up my song there?
I didn't get
a chance to do my vocals, you know. Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. And we wish you all well out there. The topic for today will be the Democratic response to the deal that reopened the government. Your reaction to the deal to reopen the government. You know, as you know, Chip, there's been a lot of hand-wringing by Democrats over this.
Yes.
You know, saying that they, you know, they should not have caved or cracked or whatever.
Right.
And eight Democratic senators would, you know, say, hey, you know,
yeah,
this is what we are.
The best satire I saw, I think, was one of those satirical news outlets had the headline that said Chuck Schumer was able to pull the Democrats back from the edge of doing something courageous.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. A lot of Democrats didn't feel that way, so.
Right.
And, you know, it's I mean, locally, you know, these weren't no lightweight Democrats that decided to cross over and vote to get the government reopened.
Right.
And, you know, there's some reasonable debate about the tactic. Bernie Sanders didn't like it. You know, a lot of Democrats didn't like it. A lot of mainstream Democrats did not like it. Came but immediately against it and such.
Well, I mean, the pivotal point is that they agreed to reopen with the agreement from the Republicans that they would revisit health care down the road. But why would they expect the Republicans to live up to their word on that when they haven't lived up on anything else? That's why a lot of these Democrats are upset. It's like, what, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, you know?
Well, you know, that's the question, you know, but, you know, there's also the misery factor.
Right.
The misery factor, you know, the people were getting anxious, you know, people were getting desperate. And unfortunately, I got to say this, you know, those senators who will be fed. You know, they got income, they got money, they got stores, you know, in their home. But the regular people don't. And, you know, income is finite, food supply is finite.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so to make a point, you know, or to like, you know, to make a point or to continue just to make a point. So that's why we're asking this question this morning, because what do you think about that? You know, is this a, you know, is this about being, you know, people first? One of the things that's going to happen in that this agreement is that you know, people who've been laid off are going to be getting their, you know, jobs back. And for an area like this, you know, like an area like us, mm-hmm. that's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. So, listeners, you know, give us your thoughts on, you know, did the Democrats do the right thing? Did they abandon the cause, as some would say?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's give our listeners a chance to weigh in on this. The number to call is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. I think you picked a good topic, right? For maybe different reasons than you do. I don't think we have two parties in this country, and I think I'm very glad that people have called for Chuck Schumer's resume. For him to resign. I think that when you look at the facts, that the Democrats just beat the heck out of the Republicans in this little midterm election that they had. When you look at the fact that all eight of the people who say they're going to cross over vote with the Republicans. Pardon? Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, all eight.
You're on.
All eight of the people who say they're going to cross over and vote with the Republicans are not up for election the next time. I think it's some kind of con game, that a conspiracy between the Democrats and the Republicans to make sure that we do not get what the regular public wants. They don't want to, the rich folks here control both parties, and they don't want certain things to come out. They want their tax cuts. They want militaries to protect them, and they are going to keep it, and they're going to make sure that they, have candidates in a where they pick the candidates from both parties, and they, although they get shocked with certain people like Mondale, who haven't yet been made to bend the knee. I think it's just what we have in this country. We have to go and. The public needs to organize into a new groups, and I think maybe labor unions, they're not growing, and they blame the public that they're not growing.
Good question.
Right. Do we have a thing for the regular middle class here in the United States? No. I don't believe
That's the exposure that people are talking about with how this all went down. And I appreciate your call. We're going to let some other people make good their points as well. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. The deal to reopen the government. Eight Democratic senators crossed over, and have been, you know, roundly criticized for doing so to move that legislation forward. And what do you think? You know, what would you say? Okay, and keep in mind, there's some bigger battles, or not shouldn't be say bigger, but there's some big battles coming up. In the coming weeks, I'm not gonna waste our time with the Epstein stuff, but you also got, January 30th. This, you know, we're back at square one with this.
Right, shut down again.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so we want to hear what you have to say, guys. All right, give us a call, 202-588-0893. Did it surprise you? Yeah. Did it disappoint you? You know, are you just glad to be back at work? You know, picking up that paycheck, because, like I say, that misery factor, you know, that's something that it's hard to, you know, you can't calculate that, you know. 202-588-0893. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get to the phone. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Okay, my name's Paz Bossanova. I'm hearing you guys talk on the radio and about this issue. The bottom line is, man, we are held by the throat by a GD dictator. We're in the throes right now of being cast back into primitive times where there won't be any Republicans or Democrats. It's just going to be this demon. And these people had to make, we were caught in a situation of a rock and a hard place. This is no goddamn joke. This is a rock and a hard place. And you can make all of those sophisticated claims that you want about what's going on, but we're in a rock and a hard place, and so somebody has to be either a Democrat or a Republican. Right now, the best option that we have is a Democrat. There is no independence. What are we going to do with three independents when it comes time to vote? Those three independents is going to take away the votes from the Democrats, which is going to push the Republicans further on into what the hang noose that they have is in now. End the comment.
All right.
Either a Democrat or a Republican. Right now, the best option that we have is a Democrat. There is no
okay,
independent.
We got a little drift
what are you going to do with three independents?
Okay, well, you know, he raised the point about independence, you know, because that's going to be a major constituency. It already is a major constituency. And, you know, like I said, there's some very key votes. I mean, the Obamacare extensions.
Right.
You know, that's absolutely paramount to, you know, people's, you know, everyday people's, like I said, rocking the hard place.
Right.
And that's what we were between a rock and a hard place, you know?
Yeah. The Republicans offer no alternative. They only offer criticism, but they don't, you know, they say ACA is broken, you know, but they don't offer any other plan as an alternative or any fixes.
And still don't.
And it's like to discard it when it's the only thing, you know, makes no sense. That's like saying the lifeline I throw you, well, this is an old rope, so I don't want to use that. You know, it's like, okay. Then you just want to drown, I guess is what you're saying.
You know, by the way, Trump had this idea of giving people $2,000 so that they can pick, so that they can choose their own health care, you know, blah blah blah, and that's once again, he has no idea what that market's like. So, and $2,000. So, anyhow, let's get this caller on the phone, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, caller.
Yes, I'm here. What I was listening to is people saying about the middle class. I don't think there is one. You got the rich and the poor. That middle class word is something to try to make one group of people feel like they're better than the other. I think that's the whole problem. If somebody thinks that they're better than the other people. And everybody will bleed. So you got to treat people like you want to be treated.
Well, you know, sir, that's one of the things that people learned, you know, in these layoffs and all this other stuff that's been happening, that, you know, they're one step away, one paycheck away.
Right.
You know, from disaster.
And it counters the myth, because the American myth is that anybody can be a billionaire, right? You know, that's the whole thing, is that America used to be the upwardly mobile country where people could start out poor and wind up rich. But that's not where we are now. You're more likely to be, you know, impoverished than ever to be a millionaire, a billionaire now. And that's why this middle class that we talk about is becoming a dwindling option. You know, it's being squeezed down. You know?
And what's the word? It fluctuates.
Yeah.
Okay. It fluctuates. You know, this economy, you know, who's middle class? You know,
yeah, like I said,
one weekend, something else than the next.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, it is fluctuating, but the problem is it's fluctuating down.
Yes.
More and more people down, you know, and we see it all the time. Even this explosion of AI, you know, everybody's talking about AI is replacing jobs, when I was a kid, the dream of AI was that AI was going to be able to free up labor. So not that people would lose their jobs, but we would no longer have to work a 40-hour work week. We could work a 20-hour work week. You know, that companies would still make a lot of money, but they would share that increased productivity with the workers, so that you had shorter weeks, you know, and still made money to survive. But what we see in this society is that the wealthy want to take all of that. They don't want to share any of the benefits.
That's why they want to replace us,
right?
As humans. You know, they don't want to have to pay us health care and, you know, and this, that, and the other, and taxes, and yeah, man. So there was a report the other day about these folks, these college students graduating and thinking they were about to enter a very, very robust job market. But then it's not, because companies are going AI and
right.
They ain't hiring.
They're hoarding all of the money that comes from the technology boom for themselves, and they're not sharing it with society. You know, the biggest expansion of the middle class actually started with FDR, you know, and went basically for 25 years to 1975 or whatever. During that period, the tax on the wealthy was at 91%. You know, it started out 92, and they complained to FDR, and he said, okay, well, I'll make it 91, you know, because he realized that that's what's best for the economy. You know, it's best to spread that money around so that we incur a cycle that is about building and making better and better and taking care of everyone. This idea of one guy like Elon becoming a trillionaire doesn't help society.
Yeah, not at all. All right, we got some calls on the line. Let's go to him. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Next caller.
Okay. There we go. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes. Okay, all right. Listen, what I want to say is the Republicans have no plan whatsoever but to make people poor and keep them poor. They talk about ACA or Obamacare. Let me remind everybody that before that, 48 million Americans had no insurance at all.
Right.
And if you had a previous condition, the insurance companies would not insure you. all the Republicans have done consistently for like 15 years is try to kill it. They never came up with any plan to make it better. They always say they're thinking about it. Well, they've been thinking about it for 15 years. They didn't come up with anything yet.
Right.
Okay. So I want people to understand
this. That's right. Is
because Biden did something during the pandemic to help people out. And they were being reasonable. They've been reasonable to pay the sunset this year. What they did, they made the tax cuts for the rich permanent. Permanent. So we take from the poor and give it to the rich. They get rid of Medicare, they're cutting Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, whatever the case may be, and Elon Musk and his boys, the billionaires, just don't have enough money, so they gave them to the poor.
It's surfing, man. It's surfing.
We talk about the southern border, and we go back to 1847, and before that, California, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, all of that was Mexico. So the hell with this damn southern border. People need to know where that southern border comes from. Next thing, what are they going to do is attack the Native Americans and take their land away too? It's totally ridiculous, brother. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
I mean, it there is no coincidence that each time Trump has come into office, the first bill he's passed each time is to give tax cuts that majority goes to the wealthy. First bill. First thing in the
not the first bill. The first bill was to repeal Obama's gun restrictions on people with issues. I found that absolutely astounding, but that's it. That was his first signature to repeal an Obama law that prevented people with issues from getting guns. All right. Well, good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Rick. I mean, Chip. I mean, got myself
from Germany.
Good morning, brother.
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany. And I just want to say that if you want to get rich now, I guess you have to go and become a politician. You have to become a politician in Congress, and you're guaranteed a paycheck, health care, and you're guaranteed to get a paycheck while asking other people to work for free.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I would ask you gentlemen, what is the relationship between Jeff Bezos and Donald Trump?
Money and money and regulation. All righty. Yeah, that's the relationship there. Yeah, Jeff Bezos wants no issues regarding regulations of his burgeoning empire. And of course, there's always the money. 202-588-0893. Now, once again, there's some big battles coming up. There's this big fight over the Affordable Care Act subsidies. You know, it's absolutely huge. And so everybody better, the Democrats better have a game plan for that, because those premiums are scary. Those new premiums, you know, for healthcare, you know, are going to be scary, and they will definitely have an impact on anybody's income, you know, household income. So, you know, let's see. We shall see what occurs there, but there's got to be some raucous debate, and the people, you guys out there, y'all need to weigh in. Okay, call them senators, call them congressmen. Say, don't you know, keep them subsidies moving, or don't. Okay. All right. 202-580-8893. We got a caller. Good morning. You're on PFW.
Hello, caller.
And the people, you guys out there.
Hello?
There you go. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, that's you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Look, I'm sitting here listening to the comments, and it's crazy because most people seem to realize that there's not very much distinction between these two parties, present company accepted. But like, think about this: the median net worth of all members of Congress, regardless of party, Democrat, Republican, is over $1 million. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know how much their salary is?
$125,000. I think senators that are on certain committees, it goes up to $225,000.
The salary for Congress people is $172,000. And the reason I know is because I happen to work for the federal government, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been working for the federal government for the last couple of decades, right? And I make comparable, not as much, but comparable with what these people make. I have never been in a position to get my my net worth above $1 million. So how is it that a normal citizen who makes that 170-150K range salary, they're not able to increase their net worth to over $1 million on that type of salary, especially in this area? That's my first point. My next point regarding no distinction between these parties, Barack Obama, when he took office, do you remember what the first thing, his first order of business was when he took office? Can you tell me that?
Go ahead and share it with us, boss.
His first order of business was to bail out the banks, the wealthy. So you want to rail about Trump giving tax breaks to the wealthy? Obama gave money to the wealthy. He bailed out failed banks instead of bailing out Main Street, right? So, again, no distinction between these parties. The healthcare debate that we're engaging in right now, that plan that the ACA that Obama is giving credit for, do you know where he got that plan from? What the model for that plan was? The model came from...
It was a Republican somewhere down the line.
Thank you. It was from Massachusetts, and they modeled it after the healthcare in the state of Massachusetts, right? Mm-hmm. So, please, we got to understand. I understand that if you've been deprived, if you grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and you saw white people leveling up, and you weren't able to, you felt deprived, and then when they gave you a few privileges, you felt like, oh, wow, these people really care about... No, they pacified you, because what were our people doing in the 60s when they saw that the system was unjust? They were burning and looting. And that's the only thing this country really respects. You feel me?
All right. Thank you for your input. Thank you for your call. Yes, sir.
The one thing about the one thing that's not correct,
that frustration, that misery factor, you know.
Yeah, the one thing that's not true is that Obama didn't do the bank bailout. TARP was actually passed under Bush, so Bush passed that in October of 2008. So the Obama administration came in and they administered the program, but that was something that was already passed by Bush before the election. And then Obama did go on to bail out the automotive industry. But I mean, all those things were targeted because if the banks failed, it would have been catastrophic to not only the wealthy, but to the everyday person. I mean, mortgages going through the roof, property values, you know, were underwater. But it's incorrect to say that was Obama's first thing, first bill that when he came in was to bail out the banks. He inherited that from Bush. It was already passed. TARP was passed in October of 2008.
All right. We've got another call on the line. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Yeah, I was on a hold for it to be the next call, and I got disconnected, so I'm calling back.
Great. Thank you for calling back.
No. Did you have a chance to talk with us?
No. The phone just went dead.
Okay, proceed.
Good morning, are you on WPFW?
Go ahead, sir.
It's me?
That's you, yeah.
Hello. Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay, listen. I have a statement. It's a comment about the Democrats, as well as they are just as corrupt. There's a senator from Maryland named Van Hollen. He went to El Salvador to get that brother, I can't think of his name, Garcia or something. And so I've been trying to contact his office since April. And every time I would call, I said, I have a personal matter. And they tell me when I call his office that he does not get involved in legal matters. Now, you tell me what kind of matter was that when he went to El Salvador? So they've been lying to me, so they ain't no better than the Republicans. That's my comment.
All right. Thanks for your comment.
All right.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
People like Dubisson in business. You don't understand what's going on? You don't understand what's going on at all. You better check your history.
What was that? Excuse me?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
We're listening to you.
Your comment. Yeah. You're on the air. Let me say this.
When they talk about Mondami being a socialist and try to call him a communist, I want everybody to understand that social security is socialism. So if you don't like socialism, you don't like social security. Okay? I'm going. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
202-588-0893. That's the number to call for Community Watch and Comment. This morning, we're getting your thoughts about the deal to reopen the government. You know, the Democrats, eight Democrats crossed over. Put that legislation forward.
Yep.
And of course, there's been, you know, criticism and praise for whatever, for the act. I would like to know what you think. You know, some, you know, this, you know, concern that, you know, perhaps they should not have done this because of some pending legislative battles. But there's others that say, hey, you know, those people were getting paychecks and the citizens were kind of sitting at home, wondering, worrying, being miserable. So that's part of the justification, you know, for doing that. But what do you think? Was it the best thing to do? Was it the good thing to do? Okay, and now that it's done, how do the Democrats move forward? You know, because they're talking about the Democratic leadership. You know, people like Schumer. You know, there's talk of, you know, him being, you know, outed and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you mean ousted. Outed is something different. not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's a different.
All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
That means me, I guess.
That's morning. You.
Okay, I'm just like I say, you know, we had a united front against fascism going, and that eight Democrats sold us out for 30 pieces of silver or whatever, saying that the Republicans were like giants and that we were like grasshoppers and, you know, we couldn't overcome. But anyway, we are morphed into another organization or format or whatever in terms of the consciousness of the people, the political consciousness. But revolution is inevitable. That's my position. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people feel like the Democrats blinked first, and now the Republicans know that they not only systematically are weak, but in their minds they are weak. And that's why people are afraid that the Republicans are never going to really come to the table on anything, not as long as they have the numbers. So, you know,
not as long as they have the numbers. That's right.
So nothing may change until, you know, next year in the election in 2026, where voters, you know, force a change.
Well, one thing's got to happen, though. Like I said, that this effort to keep the Obamacare subsidies.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah,
people are
already getting their notices for the increase. You know, so
yeah, and so they've already started wringing their hands. Oh my God, what is this going to be? You know, our budget is already messed up. You know, but so that's going to be huge, and the people will be watching. You know, so. We're going to see what kind of dribs and drabs come out of the mouths of the politicians. But I don't see an alternative than to provide these folks with the subsidies that, you know, that they've earned and maintained. You know, so. But, hey, money talks and other things, you know. So we'll see. We'll press that, you know, press that hope for the people. Nobody can take an economic hit like that.
Right.
202-588-0893. And by the way, that's monthly now. That's not like a one-time deal. You know, those premiums hit monthly. All right. Today, we're talking to you a thought on the bill, the effort to reopen the government. It succeeded with the help of eight Democrats. Did those Democrats do the right thing? Or would you have rather them stayed firm and kept up the challenge? What are your thoughts on that? And once again, they'll have another opportunity on January 30th. So keep that in mind also. This is a short-term fix. January 30th, they go right back to it again. And we'll see how those negotiations go in the week leading up to that. 202-588-0893. And the Obamacare vote, subsidy vote, that is definitely going to be, you know, on everybody's mind for obvious reasons. And it's going to be, what's the word, Chip? What's the word I want to use here? It's going to be a wrestling match,
right? And one outcome will be catastrophic for not only the people on ACA but rural hospitals. I mean, it's going to be devastating if
small businesses.
Yeah, if these funds aren't extended for ACA.
We've got another caller. Let's see what's on their mind. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
And, I'm doing fine. How you all doing?
Good.
You know,
I thought at first that the Democrats had something to run on dealing with the Affordable Care Act, I think it's going to be devastating that if they don't replenish the funds on that. Looking at Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, you know, he had a smirk on his face saying, they like, yeah, we, you know, I can't promise you that we're going to vote on this. They're not going to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Trump been trying to do away with the Affordable Care Act since his last term. He's not going to try to replenish that. He's been trying to get rid of this all the time. The same thing, you have just as many white people on the Affordable Care Act as you have black people, you know. And back a while back when you had town hall meetings and they was trying to talk about different senators, especially that one who was up in West Virginia, you know, he came out in a town hall meeting, told people he wasn't going to vote against it, and he voted against it anyway. You know, people was in there in wheelchairs. You know, one man spoke up and said his wife is alive because of the Affordable Care Act. And me personally, the Affordable Care Act is what saved my brother. My brother had multiple myeloma, a form of cancer, and they suggested that he get on the Affordable Care Act, and that's the only thing that saved his life, you know? So I'm directly impacted from stuff like that, you know? And a lot of these...
And you're not alone.
A lot of these Republicans are setting back, just like the dirty-handed stuff that they did to try to dealing with the Epstein file, you know? If Donald Trump... Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, all them campaign on, you know, dealing with the, you know, we're going to put out the Epstein file until Pam Bondi went in and found out that Donald Trump is on it. Now he's fighting so hard to keep everybody from finding out what is on that, you know?
Right.
And like I said, it's just devastating how you sitting around and you're looking at them do a whole lot of corruption from the vice president to Pam Bondi to Cash Patel. You know, Cash Patel using military flights to go to soccer games and stuff like that. You know, and you sit back and see that, and then Trump turn around and send $20 million to Argentina when you got people over here starving and people, foreign people, you know what I mean? Then he's bragging about something that he did with some type of drug, losing weight. You're going to lose weight if you don't have no ability to get any food. You're definitely going to lose weight because you're starving, you know?
All right, my man. Like I said, we're going to end it with that. Okay.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you allowing me the time to talk.
You want an involuntary diet.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, my man. You have a great weekend. Okay.
You do the same.
Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy stuff going on out there.
It is.
I mean, keep your wits about you. You know, keep your wits about you. You know? Yeah, don't clip off and stuff, you know. 202-588-0893. This morning we're getting your thoughts about the deal. Yeah, many Democrats didn't like the idea of those 8 Democratic senators crossing over to support the current agreement. And once again, there's several big votes coming up, you know, in the coming weeks. What would you like to say to the Democrats and Republicans, for that matter, about those votes? You know, I mean, you're talking about the Affordable Care Act and, you know, things like that, those premiums, you know the story, you've heard it, you know, but what are you going to do about it? What's the plan? You know, what's the objective here? Okay. People want to know. People deserve to know, especially when they're talking about cutting them. 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment, Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Yes.
I I haven't wasted any time with the Epstein stuff yet. You know, that's a horse of a different color, you know.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. People weighing in, like Megyn Kelly, who is now parsing what pedophilia is, or you know, what is it? Is it inappropriate to have relations with someone who's 15? You know, these guys are 40 years old. You know, some of them 60 and 70. It's like.
Yeah. That's why I'm not in entertainment, because it is just that foul, just that ridiculous.
What, you know, what like, these people will do, twist themselves to make things seem all right. It's just, it's incredible. It's like.
We do that with everything. You know,
it's Olympic level gymnastics, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
But at its core, I mean, the thing my thing is this drumbeat of falsehoods that's coming not only from the president, but all his cronies, how the economy is good, inflation is down. It's like lie after lie after lie. And it's like...
Because, they're following the old playbook. See, that's... Yeah. You know, that's what astounds me sometimes, that they're using the old playbook...
Disinformation.
Again, you know, and... Unfortunately, citizens don't know the playbook, and so they get scammed, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, royally. But, and, you know, and look, and then when you got mass media, you know, perpetuating, you know, those myths and outcomes, you know, people barely have a chance.
Right.
You know, you have to, you know, like the gentleman was saying, you know, you got to, you know, have that consciousness to observe and to look, resist. You know, it's not everybody has that.
Yeah, people should reach out on the website and look for Project 2025. You know, this project that Trump said he had no idea, was not related to, I think they've checked off 6 of the items off of that thing so far. So it's interesting how they've followed that.
Yeah.
And didn't know anything about it, right?
Wow. All right, 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. Once again, we're getting your thoughts about the deal. Congress, I mean, the government is back open and sun is shining, you know. Mm-hmm. People are getting, you know, feeling some sense of relief on one hand because their income is being restored.
Right.
You know, their food subsidies are being, you know, restored, which is a great thing. Nobody's going to go out there and feed them otherwise. You know, that's the misnomer. You know, these congressmen and senators, you know, they eat well. You know, and if you thought the Republicans were going to crack on the basis of people being hungry, man, you know, do they really care about that? So that, you know, this thing could have gone forever because, you know, well, once again, you know, they just don't seem to understand their what's happening out there to the community. You know, we can't cut off food, you know, and energy assistance and all the things that we've come to depend on, you know, because you want to make a point. And people just sitting at home wondering where their next meal was going to come from, you know.
Right.
And now they're concerned about their medications. Will my medications be cut off?
Right.
How much more will I have to pay?
Well, you know, the other thing that hasn't been talked about, you know, one of the other things that has changed as of, I think, November 1st is SNAP requirements have also been altered. You know, that you know, they've raised the age from 55 to 64 for elderly participants, you know, who were able to get in. They've lowered the age for dependent children from 18 to 14, so the kids would age out, you know, eligibility for SNAP. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been thrown in to make SNAP less robust at dealing with hunger,
right.
You know.
Right.
It's like all that stuff sort of went by quickly because everybody was fighting over just keeping SNAP itself. They didn't realize all these exemptions and changes.
The teenage exemption, reduction of the teenage exemption, you know. Now, most 16-year-olds, as you say, it ends at 14, right?
14 now, yes. Yeah. So they moved it from 8. They moved it from 18, where you age out, down to 14. Yeah, so these kids are still in high school. You know,
all kids are still in school. They're supposed to be, which means their nutrition is going to be even more important. You know, and so that's the kind of thinking that you know just got you scratching your head. What to save a few dollars?
Right.
You know, I mean. Oh, goodness gracious.
On the backs of other people's children. You know, it's not their children. It's other people's children.
So that's what I mean by you don't want the, if something hadn't occurred, the Republicans would have rolled this out, you know, infinitum. Mm-hmm. Like I say, they just don't have the idea. They don't have the concept. Of treating people humanely, how necessary that is, you know, and you know, and that's why ICE is so brutal, you know. That's why we're seeing this police brutality that's going on. You know, it's like we're gonna hammer you.
They grabbed a woman in Arizona, had her in jail, were about to deport her. Her lawyer finally got to her, and he's arguing, how are you deporting this woman? She's Native American. Her ancestry predates yours in this country. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I can only imagine what that response was. Thank goodness. All right, but anyhow, that's where we are, guys. You know, stay alert. By all means, stay alert. Keep your dial set here at 89.3 FM WPFW. We encourage you to, you know, open your thoughts and share with the rest of you, with your fellow listeners. It's always interesting and challenging.
Right.
For the comments that you guys make.
And it's a building block to organizing, you know, talk with your people, you know, come to like-mindedness and then organize. That's where change comes, you know.
Yeah, that's where it comes from. That's where it begins. Okay, let's see. I've got the engineer saying we got a call, so we're going to try to take that right quick before we roll out of here. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Cole.
Yes. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can.
Okay, yeah. You know, my comment is this. The American people should have seen the colors of Donald Trump from the beginning. You know, I've kind of followed Donald Trump from years ago. And, you know, he had failures with his businesses. He's a CEO of all of these hotels and resorts and everything else. And he hasn't been, you know, really up to par with that, with his own finances and his corporation and his CEO-ism.
Right.
You know, he wasn't, you know, he had to be bailed out from banks that helped him. And now he's being helped by these three branches of the government. You know, they're helping him. So, sir, what I'm saying is it's really look like it's over for the Democrats, period, because the Republicans are not going to give them the
same for the independents. We need those people you know, to you know, get their consciousness together and do the right thing. But yeah, you don't want to leave this all to one party.
Yeah, Mr. Schumer, see, he wants this thing to go on. And some of the Democrats is really tired of Mr. Schumer. You know, I don't think they want Mr. Schumer to run again the way they talk. And
see, the party can grow, you know, with that kind of thing. And people expect the party to grow. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go because we're out of time.
Yep.
But thanks for sharing. You got us into a nice conversation. I hope you call back next week.
All right, thank you.
Have a good weekend. Thank you. Yeah, so takes us to the end of the hour. You know, funny thing, you know, someone said that if Trump had taken the $400 million his father had given him to start his business and just put it in a money market account, he'd be worth 10 times the amount of money he is now. So this idea of him being a great businessman, no, he just had a long way to fall.
Man, yeah, no, he had a lot of people to fall on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right, then we're going to roll up out of here, get ready for
the blues.
The blues with our jazz diva, excuse me, our blues diva. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we'll see you next week. You know,
have same a pleasant time, day. Same bad channel.
Yeah, have a pleasant time, okay?
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on. And I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them to? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah, yeah. Tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real.
Gotta talk to
let them know that what is on your mind. Tell them, baby, you're not behind. Nobody knows what is in your heart if you can't express it. Look around and shout and open up love. Take talk to them every day. You gotta talk to the people. You gotta tell them now every day.
Records. I think it's in a way a great shame for people that make records and want to play different music. Hear it the way it is on the record every time, which doesn't allow a lot of people to realize.
There comes a time when we have to face everything. Who knows what life's all about? Don't try to control it. Let it control you. joys and pleasures will be manifold. The love that you share